Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here. All right, welcome back to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're going to be talking about engagement today and setting your marriage up for success. But before we do that, we'll start off with a review as per usual. This one's titled Premarital Must, 5 stars. Kingdom Sexuality came recommended to me by a married friend when I got engaged last year. And I kid you not, I devoured nearly every episode before the wedding. Oh. If I could give these fantastic, authentic ladies and gentlemen 10 stars, I would. From Kate.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Thanks, and Kate.
Right? I thought it was fitting to share that one with this one because she was engaged and listened to our episodes. So the verse is Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 10. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. Mm. Perfect.
Love there
you go. All right. Since we're talking about engagement and setting yourself up for a good marriage, I thought we should talk about our own engagement going into, I was going to say marriagehood. Is that a word? Marriagehood. So
I don't think
so. How,
but let's go with it.
Okay. Okay. So how would you say your transition went from engagement to newly married? Kyle, we'll start with you.
I would say pretty good, actually. Like we, for those of you who don't know our story, we both had just ended like 5-year relationships before we met each other. So when we started dating, we were like, well, we're going to know pretty quickly if this works or doesn't work because we just spent 5 years figuring that out. And so we first date was in September. We were engaged in April, married in September. So
yikes.
Everything so went fast. And the transition was relatively smooth. I mean, you're going to have those things when you start living with someone you've never listened before or lived with before, because they load the dishwasher different than you, or they clean different than you, or their schedule's different than you, or they put their toothpaste on different than you, or whatever, right? You have those things. But I would say that because we had just both come out of really long relationships, our relationship went really well because we knew it worked and we found someone to work with. So yeah, it went well. I would say first year of marriage, obviously there's struggles there. But it wasn't like, looking back on my first year of marriage, I don't look back and say like, man, we just got through that. Like, oh, just snuck by. I look back and I was like, you know what? We did pretty well. Like I had the mentality the whole time. I knew that everyone always says, oh, first year of marriage is the hardest. And I went into it saying like, I'm not going to be that person that has like the first year of marriage is the hardest. Now looking back, it probably was, but I think having that mentality really helped because I didn't want it to be horrible. So like lots of effort went in. We took a lot of time to communicate with one another, learn one another, all those kinds of things. So I would say it went pretty well.
So besides the benefit of you guys both coming out of long-term relationships, what would you say was the best thing that you did to prep yourselves for being married?
We did a program called Freedom Session, both of us. So for those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's basically a 12-step program for anything. Mm-hmm. So like any issue that you have, it's a 12-step program for that. So for example, like I went in with my like pornography addiction. There were people in my group who, you know, abandonment as a kid, and they were dealing with that. Or like there's a dad who had just lost his grown son and he was dealing with that. So it pretty much got everything out on the table. And because we were doing it together, not in the same group, because guys are with guys, girls are with girls, but there's a lot of homework. It's a lot of work. It was, I think it was 6 months long.
Wow.
It was the best premarital counseling we could have ever done. So that set us up for success because all of our stuff was out on the table. Yeah. And so before we got married, all of our history was dealt with. So like by far, I would say that was the best cool. thing that ever happened to us before marriage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, Alana, how about you? How was your transition?
Okay. I feel like it was really easy because there was a lot going on. So especially because we got married young, we went – so it wasn't like I had my own place and was like set in my ways and Jeff had his own place and, you know, mm-hmm. and then we were trying to, you know, join those things. We were just like, okay, now we have to find a place to live. And, you know, we were living in the small town where his family is for a bit, like for the summer after we got married, and then in the fall transitioned to moving where we are now. And so there was like a lot of other things going on, like moving from different places. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it kind of helped to break up and just make everything a bit more light. It wasn't like moving this one time. You get back for your honeymoon and you're like in this house and trying to do life together. It was like we stayed in a camper for a little bit. We house sat a little bit. Like it was really casual. And then we moved here. So I think that made the transition really easy because we were just kind of winging it together.
Yeah. Okay. And what
one other thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Alana just made me think of something. One other thing that was unintended but turned out to be really good was our honeymoon wasn't till December. So we got married in September. We took our honeymoon in December.
Nice.
And that's because my licensing exam ended up being the week after our marriage. And so I couldn't miss that. So we had to cancel our honeymoon. So we went away for the weekend because we got married on a Friday. So we went away till Sunday night, came back, and then we postponed our honeymoon till a few months later. I would recommend that for everyone.
Wow.
Go away for a weekend, like mm-hmm. do a nice couple nights and then take like your big honeymoon trip a few months down the line because Smart. it gives you something to look forward to. Yep. And if those first few months are like a struggle, then you then get to go away and kind of have like a reset.
Mm-hmm.
So that turned out to be awesome for us.
That's a good idea.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that before I forgot it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's good.
All right, Alana, what would you say was the best thing that helped prep you guys for being married?
I don't know. I didn't have very many like married friends.
Well, yeah, not many people get married at 14.
Oh, shut up. But like,
he's not 14. Just so you know. Yeah.
Yes. No, I was not 14 years old, Kyle. People are going to start sending us angry emails. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I think the fact that we were going to Bible school together at the same time was really mm-hmm. helpful. Like during that whole season, we were like learning our own identities in Christ and just kind of digging into that. And so I'm sure that was hugely helpful as we planned a wedding and, you mm-hmm. know, all the things that come with that to also at the same time we were working on ourselves and growing spiritually and digging in the word, reading lots of books. They weren't necessarily marriage books and preparing us that way, but they were really helping form who we were in like the spiritual aspect. And so I think that was really helpful.
Yeah. Did you guys do premarital counseling?
We did a little bit. Yeah. Which is with the couple who were like the directors of the school okay. that we went to.
Yeah.
And okay, what about you?
Yeah. I would say our transition was pretty okay too. Like it was similar to you. We got married young. We are moving from Germany to here. So, yeah, everything was we weren't amalgamating two adult lives, really. Just trying to think of like our first year of marriage. Yeah, it wasn't super hard, but we dealt with some health issues in our first year. So that kind of made things a little bit difficult. But in regards to our own like marriage and relationship, that was okay. It was fine. And for us, the thing that helped, and again, this is just because of the situation that we were in while we were in Germany. My husband was recovering from cancer, so he wasn't working, and I was working very part-time at a missionary school. And so we had about 8 to 10 hours a day together for about,
wow,
I don't know, probably a total of like 5 months probably. So we each didn't have our own place. I was still staying with my folks and he was recovering with his folks. So we got to know each other's families really well too, because where we could go was where the families were. So I feel like we learned what each other's daily habits were because we were together all the time. And then he had to go back to Canada to get medical update, not treatments, but checkups. And so he had to come back to Canada. So we had about 2 or 3 months where we were apart. So then we also had to learn how to communicate not being together. So that was good, a bit challenging. So what we ended up reading books together. And so one of the first books we read was Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Have you guys read those books?
No.
Oh, I'm a sucker for them. They're so good. and that was great. That was so good for us to read and gave us something to talk about. And then we did a little bit of premarital counseling while we were in Germany. I don't know if I would say that was like super helpful. What was helpful is he wanted to make sure that we had something to argue about. So he's like, you need to know how you guys resolve conflict. So we need to, like, what is something that, and there happened to be a situation that we had a disagreement about. So we got to work with him about how to communicate and work it together. So that was actually really helpful.
Yeah.
So that was kind of our story. Nice. And yeah.
Okay, I just texted Sam and I asked her if I missed anything, and I did. okay, so our relationship was good in the first year, but there was a lot of external things that came in. So Sam got in a bad car accident, like 5 months into our marriage. And so she was like dealing with all the pain, like concussion, all this stuff, her school, she had to drop out of school, all that stuff. So that was pretty stressful. We were working, well, I was working like a job where I had to start at like 4 or 5 a.m. and we only had one car. So if Sam wanted the car for the day, she'd have to wake up with me, drive me to work, and then she'd have to come get me.
Mm-hmm.
So like that was like another thing. Mm-hmm. But again, even through those things, our relationship, I think, was being tested, but I think we did a good job considering the circumstances. And then near the end of that first year, because I went into marriage porn free, near the end of that first year is when I got back into my addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the effects of that.
So in light of this, we've all have different experiences transitioning from engagement into marriage and how our engagements went, things that we did well, things we did not well. So we've put together a guide for you guys. And it's all of our experiences, all of the wisdom that other people have poured into us. And it has everything. This thing is, I think it's over a dozen pages long. It has questions for you guys to talk about. It has wisdom.
55 pages.
Just a few more than a dozen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and this thing's awesome. And we don't want this to replace your premarital counseling. We're still huge believers in premarital counseling. Mm-hmm. This is a supplement.
Yeah.
And it's only $47. So it's cheap, and it is something that is totally going to just help set you up for a really successful marriage. And then we've got parts 2 and 3. So part 2 is going to be your wedding night and honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be all about having sex for the first time. And what does that look like? And how do you do that really, really well? And how do you have success and joy coming out of that, not disappointment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then lastly, it's okay, how do we transition into marriage now? What does newlywed life look like? How can we have a really, really good first year and not let the first year be the worst year, or have a really, really good, bad first year?
yeah.
And so, again, they're $47 each, but if you want all three, it's $97. And it's on our website now. Everything is live. Go check it out. We're super excited about this. We put a lot of time, a lot of effort into these, and we really, really wanted them to be really good. Like yes. Really, really good, high quality, helpful things for you guys to have. And I think we accomplished that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The definitely the hours put in, guys. We like this is our cream of the crop right here. And we get to see all of your questions that you bring up to us. We don't necessarily get to all of them, you know, what you see on social media. And so we've taken a lot of those questions and put answers to them in these kind of guides so that you are totally prepped by the time your wedding day comes and for having an awesome, like Kyle said, an awesome, even if it's hard, at least you'll be solid together in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun. So one of the perks of being a patron is that you get access to things. And so we had them go through it and 100% of them so far is like, this would have been helpful when I mm-hmm. was engaged,
yeah.
which is so encouraging to us to know that, okay, like this is something that is helpful. And yeah, I think it'll be really helpful to you just to know, okay, how do I even communicate well? And how does my spouse communicate? How are we managing expectations going into things and, mm-hmm. and differences in our families and boundaries and all those different things? So that's what we cover in depth. So,
and I feel like
I'm going to read. Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say, we also cover things that maybe wouldn't be considered in your premarital counseling, like birth control. I do a whole section all written down about all the options and the pros and cons and all that stuff so that you can actually work through them before you're married. So yeah, we have, I feel like, bonus stuff that isn't normally covered in other engagement preps.
Yeah. I was just going to read all the sections. So there's communication, expectations, birth control, family differences, and wedding planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then each of those is several pages.
Yep.
So there's lots of in-depth stuff there for you guys. So here's what's in the guide, and we'll talk a little bit about each section. So communication, we talk about internal processors versus external processors. And what exactly is that? Like an internal processor, they're going to reflect first before they speak, whereas an external processor is just going to speak what's on their mind right away. Some people need more time to process what's going on before they actually want to resolve the issue. Some people just want to resolve the issue right away. So we talk about, okay, if you guys are different, which there's a good chance that you are different, what does that look like? How do you manage conflict? How do you resolve conflict?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then moving into expectations.
Yeah. So this section is all about, you know, future goals and aspirations, just like having those conversations to know what are your expectations going forwards with things like financial planning, family planning, values, roles, responsibilities, who's going to do what when it comes to household chores or decision making, and even intimacy and affection. So we don't dive too deep into like the sexpectations part of, you know, intimacy and preparing for marriage. That's more in our second guide, which is our honeymoon and wedding night. Mm-hmm. There we dive more deep into, you know, anatomy and, you know, how that actually will work for you guys. So this is more just like the conversations that you should be having, you know, before the wedding night, right? So expectations and talking about all those different things.
Yeah. And then going through family differences. So this is all about how you've been brought up and how that affects you and what things look like the way that you grew up and how you, if you want to keep them the same or you want to change them, like how are you coming in from one family unit to becoming your own family unit? So family structure, roles, the different communication styles that you grew up with, like conflict, mm-hmm. was that talked about? Was it not talked about? Your traditions and values, your relationships and interactions, like even going into your family of like, okay, well, this uncle, we don't talk to him about these certain topics, or, you know, like even pointing out all of that so that you guys can work and do well together as in both sets of your families, looking at what your support systems will look like and then that conflict resolution. How are you guys going to be going through conflict and establishing that before a big conflict arises?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got boundaries. So how are you going to set boundaries with your families for things like, you know, holidays and special occasions? What information are you guys going to share with your family or not share with your family? you know, how are you going to talk to them about, or let them talk to you guys about, you know, when you want to have kids, them babysitting the kids, what kind of influence do you want them to have on your kids if you guys plan to have kids one day? Mm-hmm. Communication expectations with family, personal space, and then just like respect and treatment. So that's something that I think a lot of couples don't talk about ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they get into it and they're like, whoa, like your family's really, really weird. Oh, they want to be really involved. Hey, and it's like, well, let's talk about this beforehand. And then hopefully it's not as big of an issue. Mm-hmm. And again, like we don't want this to replace your premarital counseling. Mm-hmm. Hopefully all this stuff is talked about in premarital counseling, but I know like for us, premarital counseling was not nearly enough time to go through all of this thoroughly.
Yeah.
So this is for you guys to supplement and go through and have these things months ahead of time mm-hmm. to talk about. And if for some reason you don't have good access to premarital counseling, or you don't have a mentor, or you don't have someone you can talk about, or your parents never gave you the sex talk or whatever, this is a pretty close guide to premarital counseling. Again, yeah. Seek out premarital wherever you are, like make your best effort to get it. If you can't, this is your cheapest and most thorough second
good
option.
Plan B.
yeah, especially thinking of like the guides to come, like all of them as a bundle, to think of like all the things that they dive into individually. There's no way that our premarital counseling anyways covered everything like that to the mm-hmm. extent that we have in these guides for sure. Why don't I read the prayer that I have at the end of the guide?
Beauty.
Do it.
Okay. All right. So this is the prayer that's at the very end of the guide once you go through it. It says, Lord, would you cover this couple with an extra covering of your love and protection during their engagement? Fill them with peace, patience, joy as their wedding day approaches. And we ask that your favor and blessing would follow them as they prepare for marriage and even after the wedding day as well. Bless them for taking this step and getting equipped. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.